But that being said, the newer IMRT techniques are really quite operator dependent, and there's a huge learning curve with them. And the community oncologist may not be as able to devote the kind of time required to put in planning with IMRT, and also the adjustments that have to be taking place, at least now, as the IMRT is given, because the IMRT is intensity modulated radiation therapy. And what this allows the radiation oncologist to do is to literally paint areas of the body with more radiation or less. So one of the big side effects, of course, of radiation therapy is an extremely dry mouth, and that leads to dental failure, osteoradionecrosis, increased swallowing dysfunction, and even esophageal stenosis can be aggravated by the lack of saliva. So if you can focus the beam and avoid radiating one of the salivary glands, the major parotid salivary glands, then the patient ends up with more of a wet mouth, more ability to swallow, more ability to get through the radiation, more ability to get drier foods down. And it's a big plus. So intensity-modulated radiation is becoming a standard of care. And the difficulty with IMRT is it's highly precision-oriented. And if you undertreat an area which is at risk for a recurrence, you can have recurrences in these areas. And not only that, but the fields change over time because the patient's tumors shrink and the patient gets a little bit more movement or a little bit more swelling under the mask where they're kind of bolted to the table. And it becomes increasingly more difficult towards the end of the therapy to actually get the right dosing in. And in addition, because some of the dosing still has to be put someplace in the body, it doesn't disappear just because you move it around. It actually exits in the skin or in the anterior floor of mouth, the radiation. You can get unusual areas that have high hot spots. So I think the community oncologists probably don't do enough of this or can devote the kind of time to it that would allow them to be able to be experts in the head and neck. And that's because there's so many critical structures. I mean, the spinal cord is right next to where many of these tumors are, the swallowing mechanisms, the at-risk lymph node-bearing areas, many of the cranial nerves. So it's quite difficult for them.